Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Well, one way to draw close to God is by setting aside a day or two, or maybe a number of days, and just spending it with the Lord. Praying, reading His Word, listening to messages, maybe reading some biography or something, but just spending some time with the Lord and on spiritual things like that. Fasting and getting alone with God. Maybe you say, well, I'm too busy for that. You don't know my schedule. You know, I'm a busy man. I have my family, and I have my work, and I have my jobs to do, and my projects, and all the different things, and, you know, it's just, I'm too busy for that. Well, that's the point of what we've been talking about this week in the Daily Inspiration. We are most of the time too busy for the Lord, and we find ourselves in dry times spiritually. We find ourselves in dark spiritual valleys. Moses went up into the Mount Sinai and was with the Lord for 40 days. And it says here in Exodus chapter 34, verse 28, it says, And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now, this was the second time, actually, that he went up there for the Ten Commandments and his time with the Lord, because the first time when they were coming down, they had heard some noise. He was carrying the tables of stone. Joshua was with him, and Joshua said, well, listen to the noise down below. It sounds like in where the children of Israel are camping, maybe there's war going on. And Moses said, no, that's not the sound of war, but that's the sound of playing and things. And they got down there, and they found out that they had created a golden calf and that they were worshiping it and singing and dancing and carrying on there. And so this was the second time that Moses went up into the mount, and he was there 40 days and 40 nights, just alone with the Lord. And Moses was a great man, a great man of God, greatly used of the Lord. But he was a very busy man also. He had just led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he was the leader of this group of people, and maybe it was a million people or so, or maybe it was even more than that. I don't know, but he was a busy man. We don't have near the responsibility as Moses, and we have a hard time finding 40 minutes to spend with the Lord. And some people may only spend 40 seconds and think that they are doing well spiritually. It's quite the contrast between men of God who have been used of the Lord in mighty ways, like Moses and Elijah and Daniel and different ones that we can read about in the Scriptures, who fasted and prayed, and even the apostles and different ones in the New Testament, and the way that we oftentimes live our lives. Maybe we'll take 40 seconds and we'll say some quick little prayer, or maybe read a verse, or look at something on our wall that has a Bible verse on it, and then we run out the door because we're so busy and we have our work to do and our things to do, and that's our, you know, time with the Lord. It's just really a shame. And then we think, well, we're real spiritual people, and it's just the way it is a lot of times. And if we try that with any other relationship, our relationship with our wife or our husband, and we just spend that kind of time with them, what kind of relationship will that be, or a relationship with our children that way? And so I believe that we need to spend more time with the Lord, and that's one way that we can get out of those dry spiritual valleys that we find ourselves in. And there's a lot of different reasons for fasting, and there's many biblical reasons that are biblical things that would say that this is, you know, people fasted for this reason or for that reason. Maybe because of sin. There was sin in the camp, or there was sin in our lives, and we wanted to seek the Lord and have Him break that sin in us, sin in our lives. And so we humbled ourselves and prayed for that reason. Or maybe fasting for direction, getting some direction in your life. Maybe you have a major decision or an important decision to make in your life. It's good to fast and pray for that. Or fasting because you have a heavy burden on your heart and you want God to meet your needs or the needs of some loved one. Maybe there's one of your teenagers or young people are gone astray and you want to see them come back to the Lord, and so you fast and pray for that, and that's good. And or fasting because of healing, because you are sick or someone else is sick, and you fast and pray for healing. And those things are all good, and I've fasted for and prayed for all of those different things at different times. And we have, like I said, biblical examples for that. But what I want to recommend for us today is just fast because you want to know Christ better. Just fast and spend some time alone with Him just because you want to, just because you want to spend some time with the Lord. And that's what I want to recommend to us today, is fasting because the bridegroom has gone and you're waiting for His coming. And that's the verse that I started with there in Matthew chapter 9, where the disciples of John came and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast? And He said, can the children in the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. And the bridegroom has been taken from us, and this is our time to fast and pray, just for the reason that the bridegroom is gone and that He's coming back again, and that we can someday be with Him, and that we're not fasting just to get something from Him, not to get some healing or get some answers to our prayers even, but just some time, just fasting because the bridegroom is coming back again, and we want to, we're longing to see His face and to be part of His bride that He's going to take to that mansion, to those that place that He's prepared for us, as it talks about there in John chapter 14. So God bless you. Thank you for listening these last 7 days. This is my last day in this series anyway, or this time. And so thank you for listening. I would like to hear from you if you have a voicemail that you want to, or if you have a message that you'd like to share with me or anyone else who teach or talk in these daily inspirations. You can do that by pressing 099 on your phone, and then after you leave the message, press the pound key. So thank you for listening. God bless you. I hope you draw close to the Lord, and that He will be close to you. Thanks again. Bye.